Coaches Insight programs continuing tonight. Our first go-around in 2026 for high school basketball. Atchison County boys coach Corey Eckert joining us. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, a lot of coaches dealing with busy and heavy stretches here out of the break. It goes by quick, you know, those 2 weeks off or so for the holiday break. You only get a certain amount of practice time. Then you play that first game right after the new year, that Friday the 2nd against Moore Hill. Ravens get the win. It starts a stretch of four games in roughly a week. But I guess let's get the thought on the Ravens game from Friday night coming out of the break.
Yeah, like you said, kind of that short week, a holiday week. So practices were limited. And, you know, that we had some illness hit us, and that was a tough stretch. And the Friday game against Moore Hill, they're well coached and they have a lot of talent. So, you know, I thought we played better than the score indicated. We didn't rebound the ball well at all, and that was pretty much our downfall. We just gave them second and third looks. Eventually, they scored. So, first game back, you know, rebounding will count to that, but that's all we can say about that one.
Yeah, Monday nights, you know, you get McClouth at home, so you get, you know, a couple days off, Saturday, Sunday, you kind of reflect on that Moore Hill game, but then you play McClouth. A one-point game, 64-63, high-quality stuff in terms of just the competition on the floor. But, you know, McClouth able to get the win. Kind of take us down the home stretch of that game and maybe what was kind of the difference in the outcome letting McClouth, you know, that ultimately came away with a one-point win.
Yeah, no, it was a really good game to be a part of. You know, those are the fun ones. And second half, it was shot for shot, you know, back and forth. We matched threes and twos, and it was a game. And you know, we battled back, and we took the lead with a couple minutes left in the fourth, and then they turned up the pressure a little bit, got a little bit more physical, and, you know, we turned the ball over a few times, and, you know, it came to be, I think, a tie game, and then we had the ball with 20 seconds left, and had the shot, didn't go in, and they got the rebound and pushed the ball to the other end with a few seconds left. And as that shot went up, they called a foul at the buzzer, and the McClouth kid hit one of the two free throws and won the game for him. So it was a tough loss, but, you know, we played hard, and that's the style of play that I think our team's capable of. Since we're so young, we can be aggressive. We can bring that energy and effort every night. And, you know, it was good to see that in that game, and hopefully consistently we can do that moving forward.
Yeah, and then no rest for the weary with a quick turnaround to Valley Falls. They're playing some good ball right now after, you know, maybe a slow start for them this season. But Colin Carney and Damian Cervantes for Valley Falls, certainly one of the best 1-2 combos in the league. You know, Dragons get the win Tuesday night. Always a tough place to play at Valley Falls, but, you know, no practice time. You're just turning around playing game after game. What'd you see? What was it? Some tiredness? I mean, do you see kind of the exhaustion there with a young team playing this many games in a short amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if exhaustion was that, because, you know, we're young and they can turn around, hopefully. But, you know, Valley Falls is good. And first quarter, I mean, we played okay defense, but, I mean, they hit at least eight or nine threes, and they were just on. And we were contesting them, and they were just hitting everything. And, you know, so we didn't – I don't think we played bad. Our second quarter defense was not my favorite, but outside of that, honestly, you know, we didn't play, you know, a bad game. You know, score looks like it, but we still put up, you know, 56 points, which for us is solid for us. Like, if we put up 56 a game, I would hope that we'd be in a lot of games. So, you know, and we had a lot of, you know, some of our freshmen contribute quite a bit last night, you know, with James Gaddis scoring 24 and, Augie Neal scored 15, and so, you know, offensively, we did well. We just, you know, they hit a lot of shots the first quarter, and then you can't overcome that, so.
Yeah, you mentioned some freshmen getting some good minutes for you, and that's only going to bode well for the future. So essentially, this four-game in a week stretch will close out on Friday this week. You guys get Troy Athletic, you know, under a new head coach, playing some good ball out of the break. What do you see from Troy and just kind of the challenges they're going to present on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. They've had some good wins this year. They're athletic. They've got a physical guy down low. They shoot a lot of threes. So, when they're on and they're clicking, and they're one of the best in the league. So, yeah, all we can do is bring that intensity on defense and finish the possession with a good rebound, limit their opportunities at the second chance opportunities, and give us the opportunity to be in the game.
So. Yeah, Atchison County boys basketball coach, that's Corey Eckert, always joining us. Well, we always appreciate it when he joins us each and every week. Again, it's been a busy stretch here for Atchison County. They'll close out this 4 games in 7-day stretch on Friday at home, league matchup against Troy. Coach, thanks for the time as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.